Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Matthew chapter 28, verse 8. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Chances are good that last Friday you may have sung that enduring hymn, "Were You There?" It goes like this. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? And then comes the familiar refrain. Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. And then the question is put to us again. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? But of course, the answer is no. That was centuries ago and miles away on the other side of the world. But now listen carefully to the joy that is ours this Easter day. As we drink in what it means to have a risen Savior, the question, were you there, has been replaced with something even better, the joyful assurance, he is here. While you and I weren't at the foot of the cross on Good Friday when Jesus laid down his life for us, our sins were. Jesus took all of the guilt and shame for them upon himself. And I have no doubt that for those who were there, seeing the full wrath and punishment for all of them come raining down upon our Savior must have caused them to tremble. Matthew tells us that among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Josie, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. You can be sure that they trembled with sadness to witness as our Savior died and to watch as he was laid in the tomb. But all of that changed on Easter morning. In Luke we hear, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Instead, they were met with this joyful news. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. But now, listen to this. Matthew tells us, so the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And the word that Mark uses to describe them is trembling. Not trembling because they were there at the tomb, but because Jesus wasn't. Now you and I have every good reason to tremble with joy as well. Having a risen Savior means that you can be absolutely sure that Jesus truly is the Son of God who has come and who has taken your sins away. As Paul marveled in Romans, he was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. In addition, his resurrection is the assurance that God the Father has accepted Jesus' sacrifice as the full payment for all of your sins, all of them, without exception. And you will rise to eternal life. Death didn't have the last word with Jesus, and now it doesn't have the last word with you either. Instead, Jesus and his word to you does. In John he says, because I live, you also will live. Like the women, I can assure you that hearing this leaves me trembling, trembling with joy to know that God has done all of this for me, and trembling to realize that he did this because he loves me. And he has done all of this for you too, because he loves you. Our risen Savior is here with us in his word. He's with you right now wherever you're hearing this to ensure that you hear again this good news. He's also with us in worship and assures us of his mercy in the Lord's Supper. He is with you in the joyful moments of your life and the fearful ones, like when you're in hospital. He's even with you at the time of death. And it leaves me trembling to know that when that time comes, the next face I will see will be the smiling face of my Savior, who takes my hand and welcomes me to everlasting life with him. If that leaves you trembling, like the women who ran from the tomb on Easter morning, trembling but filled with joy, you're in good company. Jesus is not in the tomb. Our risen and living Savior is here with you today. Let us pray. Risen Savior, sometimes it causes me to tremble, to know that you have done all of this in love for me. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.